From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations like the Islamic State. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place with militant groups trying to get nuclear material.
In Syria and Iraq, ISIL continues to lose ground. Our coalition continues to take out its leaders, including those planning terrorist attacks against our countries. They're losing their oil infrastructure and revenues. Their morale is suffering. As ISIL is squeezed in Syria and Iraq, it's lashing out elsewhere, as we've seen most recently and tragically from Turkey to Brussels.
Mr. Obama just finished hosting a nuclear security summit, the fourth and last of his presidency. Sources in the Obama administration say he hopes his predecessor, who will take office next January, will continue the summits. Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation of right-wing protesters and anti-racist young people in Brussels. A far-right group had planned a demonstration in Molenbeek, a predominantly Muslim neighborhood where a number of November 2015 Paris attackers had been based. An anti-racist group had called for a nuclear counter-demonstration, that is. Both groups were banned by local authorities, fearing a repeat of last Sunday's disturbance when police fired water cannon to break up more than 450 protesters. Witnesses saying seven people, including three intelligence security officers, have died happened in three separate shootings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Violence comes a day after a U.S. airstrike killed a senior member of Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.